Nashies, welcome back to the Nashville AfterBuzz show. Here at AfterBuzz TV, we are going to break down season 6, episode 12, called The House That Built Me. So many great things, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I missed that so much last week.
So good. Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. I miss you. Hey, guys, I'm JJ Jorgens. You can follow me at JJ Jorgens. And back here with these two beautiful ladies.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marissa Serafini.
Hey, everybody. I'm Violet Kanyon.
All right. So we have a lot. Another great episode. Yes. We are going to break down this episode. We have another special segment for you with our music picks. We got some news and gossip. We got a lot to get through tonight. let's just talk about overall thoughts on this episode. So how did you guys feel?
Ooh, drama. The drama. I really liked it. Some funny moments with the guys. Some dramatic moments with Deacon and his father. And then the last 10 minutes, what was that?
So good. So good.
Top of drama. Totally agree. Started funny and ended heavy. Mm-hmm. So heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really, because I know we said you after that first scene with the girls, you're like, oh, that was so cute.
Yeah. I was like, it's going to be a light episode. Yeah. It's good.
And then it just hits you over the head.
Little did you know.
let's start out talking about, let's talk about Scarlett. I mean, one of the heaviest. We're just going to dive into the deepness.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
Yeah, let's get like the
out of the way. That's what I was going to go for there.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead here. Really, Scarlett? Again, you're going to go call. Okay, I'm sorry. Wife?
Yeah, wife? I thought that's what we were going to say. Like, we all had to rewind.
We had to rewind that.
When?
I was trying to remember. It feels like the very first time when Scarlett went to the equine therapy place, and the lady who was there who helps her run, I think she dropped a line about Sean had a family, had a son, and he's here. So, like, I think they actually did tell us.
We just forgot.
If memory serves.
I'm sorry.
We totally forgot, because we haven't seen the wife at all.
Haven't seen her, haven't heard about her.
They kissed.
They've been, like, really close. Wife? And I'm like, wait, was it ex-wife? Wife? No, it's wife.
I know. We all thought we, like, heard it wrong. Well, we want to hear what you guys thought, your reactions to that one, because it was a classic moment. We were all like, wait, delayed, looked at each other, wife?
Do we
no,
hear that
we
correctly?
Thought, we, yeah.
Yeah, sure enough. He's the one that actively kissed her last week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and he's the one that's married.
That's why he's not mentioning his wife.
Oopsie. Mm-hmm. what did you think about them singing together, their song together?
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded amazing, but also you do not sing that in front of your wife.
Yeah.
Like, just the lyrics in and of itself of When I'm With You, and he's looking towards Scarlett during the performance, not to his wife. I'm like, you are singing that to the wrong person.
Yep. Yeah. I felt bad for the wife in that moment as well, and good on her on walking out, because, I mean, he would be... Especially after, we know all that she's been through and the tough times thing. But I knew, like, the second they started singing, I'm like, oh, these two are going to sound great together. You just knew they would. And they did not disappoint.
It was so good. So much music this episode. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah,
love that they're getting back to the music.
And it's hard to imagine, like, any other singing partner that wouldn't sound great with Scarlett other than Gunnar. Because we know those two can make magic music, But it's like, they sound amazing.
Yeah.
We need more Sean and Scarlett, too. It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. I know, because once they were singing, I was like, I was kind of rooting for, like, maybe I wouldn't mind this one,
Right?
Because I could see them having kind of a low, like, she'd still get her, do her music. They'd have more of a kind of a low key, instead of maybe not doing albums and doing a whole bunch of stuff, just doing shows like that or, smaller things. I thought that could be a good match. Or not.
I still am mad at Scarlett for calling his wife and inviting her. Like, really, this is the third time she's kind of setting him back a little bit. And then driving him out there, going to her house. Come on, mind your own business.
I mean, but yes, it's kind of going out of the way. But also, I do appreciate Scarlett pushing Sean out of his comfort zone. Because if someone wasn't pushing him, he would still be cowered, hiding in a corner at the equine therapy. So he's come a long way because of Scarlett. Yeah. So, like, it's good pressure. Her heart's intention is there. Yes, it could cross the boundary lines of personal business because it is his family now. But someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's doing it.
Did it work out? No?
In a way. Question mark. That's debatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's talk about kind of the dark turn with him, you know, being in the bathroom in those scary moments.
He wasn't ready to go home, and there's a reason he wasn't going home. And I think that's what I think I'm kind of frustrated with Scarlett about. He's not ready. You don't know what he's going through. You can't just be like, no, it'll be great. Your wife is there for you. There's a reason he's not there. There's a reason he had to leave, get help, et cetera, et cetera. And she's not a therapist. She's not trained in this. She's not experienced in this. I don't think she feels she has the tools. She's very spiritual. She's very connected with herself. She might, like, know kind of what to say, but when a guy has a gun in his hand, you don't, like, try. You don't experiment. I think that's the word.
Yeah, I know what you're saying with that, that she is in over her head what she's dealing
there
with.
There you go.
That you wouldn't know how to handle.
Right. Well, she wasn't expecting it to escalate it to such a pivotal moment where he's actually considered suicide. Yeah, that's where you bring in professional help, because I don't think she ever expected that. Mm-hmm. Like, no. She was doing something out of a friend, not knowing it was going to get to suicidal. I can't blame her, honestly, though. I cannot blame her.
She's trying.
Yeah. Too good for trying to help a friend. Her heart's intentions were there, so I'll give it to her.
I agree. And it is like you said, we've seen these giant steps that he's taken. It's not like she keeps doing these things and we're not seeing any change.
True.
We're seeing, like, he was enjoying performing up on that stage again and finding the music again, you know.
Fine, I'm being too hard on her.
No, both points. Both points are very valid.
Also, his personality was coming back, too, on stage. You can tell, because now they have a playful kind of civil relationship when they're on stage in front of the public. Like, they push each other out of boundaries. I like it. I like it. I can't knock it.
Yeah, well, hopefully now we see him in bed with his kid, so hopefully he'll get that.
Good ending.
I see a good ending. Yeah, I see good things coming. I think this was maybe just the little dip we had to take, you know.
It's an obstacle.
Yeah, he's moving through. All right. Well, hey, After Buzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. I mean, anything you watch, it's here. It's from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. And there is no network that works harder to serve its television fans. We love doing this for you guys, and we want to put content on that you love to watch, and we love interacting with you. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. So it can cater specific content that you already like directly to you. So you don't have to search. It's just going to come right to you. It brings you your favorite after shows, so you don't have to seek them out, making it really easy. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we are sure that you'll love. So since you're already tuned into Nashville on our drama channel, you might also be interested in The Bold Type, The Affair, Queen of the South, Claws, 13 Reasons Why, which I'm on that second season right now. So good. Or Queen Sugar. I mean, so many shows. And who knows? You might find a new favorite that you're just going to binge, and you can join the whole community for that show. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you. Sorry. Yeah, and we do have channels for other genres too, so don't have to be shy about subscribing to them too. You need a little break from some of the heaviness of shows like we're talking about right now. Find a good comedy, good reality. Get lost in it. All right, so and if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Not going to bother you. So it's easy. Just hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we will shout you out on air. Woohoo! All right. So thanks for being the best fans, and we really appreciate your help on this.
Yes! Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So now let's talk about some more drama with Alana and Dick Brad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dick Brad is living up to his name.
He's earned
that name.
He really has. It's so stuck with him forever now, because he's taken it to another level.
I know. And it's also very, very just timely of what's happening in the world right now with women movement and women power and the whole sexual harassment. It's not just towards women. We know this. But it's so relevant now that I was like, the Nashville writers and producers, like, we got to touch upon the subject.
Yeah.
And boy, are they ever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's important.
This is exactly what women and mostly women, because I think that's the stories we've been hearing a lot of. So I'm going to just say women, but I want to mean everybody. What people have been experiencing in the industry, whether music, acting, everything. And I think they're portraying it really, really well in the episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't think this was too far of a step for his character. I mean, I think it makes sense that with the way he's acted to everybody up to this point that, oh, yeah, you know, I can see. So I like that. It's not like they took a huge, mm-hmm. you know, turn to try to fit this in there. And I like that I like that she's the one, you know, dealing with it, too. Because it's like, I like how she tried to stand up to him. But it's like, I just, even realistic how she didn't say anything the first time. Because mm-hmm. I think that's how, you know, what happens.
What do you do? Don't see.
Right, yeah.
Right. And it's good on her character. Like, and I always like that she does know what, in different situations what's right and what's wrong. And, mm-hmm. like, and she has that moral sense. And I liked how she stood up for herself. And she knew how to, not say play him, but, like, knew how to deal with him and actually be mature and professional mm-hmm. about it. He was the one who pulled the tour. Mm-hmm. Like, after probably just being butthurt.
Yeah. Come yeah. on. Like, someone's gonna stand up to me.
Yeah.
What? How yeah. dare she?
Mm-hmm. And I like that Alana is doing, it's around her character, because I feel like she's one of the strongest women we've seen on the show, except yeah. from Raina. And I think she's the only one who could have probably handled this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. And I think a new interesting dynamic. So I like that they set it up to have her leaving them and going with him and now dealing with all this. Mm-hmm. What do you think? And I guess it's a good prediction, but do we save it for predictions?
Yes,
or do you
want
to save it? Okay, we'll save it.
That Kate lady is ridiculous.
Yeah.
She knows exactly what she's doing. Oh,
that's in my prediction. So I was going to say that. I'll just save it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's facilitating the whole yep. behavior, and yeah.
Well, it's also, it's not good to, I mean, it's one thing to witness it, it's another thing to actually do something about it, and she's the one who's just been doing all of Brad's dirty business,
work. Mm-hmm.
And that's not cool, too. But also, it's really annoying, because she's also a woman dealing with this and witnessing another man just being awful to another woman. That's
probably
right.
how
right.
she keeps her job.
Right.
Come on. I'm just yeah, frustrated just, for, like, women should look after other women.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she wasn't doing that.
No, I think she's taking the paycheck and mm-hmm. living the life, you know, probably
happened to her.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. Yes, yeah. Well, let's talk about her and Avery. So, continuing on.
I don't like it.
You're not a fan?
No, I don't like them together.
I do. I do. They're great. They're great together. Writing partner? Yeah. And they're sexy. Come on. I like it because it was Alana going to Avery asking for his personal and professional opinion about the situation. So, like, she obviously confides in him. Avery gave her great advice, and she did it. And then afterwards, when it all fell through, she went back to Avery. So, it's like you always talk to the person who makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. There's obviously good emotions and feelings between them. There's a trust issue. Not really issue. There's a trust relationship between them. They can be great together.
Yeah.
They really could be.
I have to actually agree with you. I didn't think I would. I know. I'm sorry, Violet. I didn't think I'd be on board with this one, but I do like them together too. I hate the way it all went down, and I hate yeah. the fact that she slept, you know, now with like both the band members. Mm. I just think that's bad. But if that was a side, like I just watching them together, I do feel like they have chemistry, and I do like the two of, you know, of them together. Yeah, because I do think it's a good balance. And I think also because we're finally getting to see Avery not just be such a wimp and
True.
Be, like, just Juliet's little, True. You know. Yeah, so I think it's fun to see him, like, actually, you know, having a pulse a little bit.
I'm still rooting for Avery and Juliet. Oh, my God. I know it's horrible.
Huh?
I know she treats them like crap. But I want them together. I think they're so cute together. There's something about Alana I don't like. It's just not clicking for me. And the chemistry between them, I don't see it. I think that's my problem, too. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it. Writing, when they were writing, I was like, okay, this is cool. They could work together. But chemistry-wise, oh.
I see it.
Really?
Yeah.
I see it bubbling through the roof. I think it's more so, like, they connect emotionally, and I like it because Juliet was a whole crazy another disaster,
yeah.
which we can get to. But Alana, like, brings this, like, reality towards Avery and, like, kind of grounds him a bit. And
mm-hmm.
I like it. And they have honest, meaning, true, deep conversations. and they communicate to each other. They have the foundations for a good working relationship. That's why I root for it.
She kind of forced it in the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I agree with both. Like I said, if it was, I don't like it all the way they got together. But I do like the way they interact. And yeah, and it does just it
seems even the couch awkward. Scene. You guys didn't think that was a little awkward
when she got on him?
Yeah, it was just like.
I mean, that's how it goes down.
Well,
oh, tell us, Marissa.
It's
been a while over here. Let me guess.
I'm married. It's been a while here too.
Well, at least we're all the three of you.
Is she blushing?
She's right. I love it.
I like it. I like them together.
Okay, yes, yes. Back to the show.
Okay, so we got a great, great ending when we get Juliet walking in. And
oh,
see,
we were counting down. I was like, so 5, 4, 3. Yeah, that was bound to happen.
Yeah, because after last week's episode where we had Juliet's great escape, and I'm like, where is Juliet? She needs to be here.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't called from an airport somewhere. She landed in Nashville with like, hey, babe, I'm back.
A little weird, right? Yeah. After being gone that long and that part, that you would,
phone I would find, I'd call my husband.
Especially, or even a tag.
She has a cell phone, right?
Like, the second that plane would land, because you know you all get your phones out right as soon as you, like, land, you check your...
Yes, that was a little weird. Surprise!
Yeah, that made for a way better dramatic entrance.
Of course. Like, can you pick me up?
Yeah. Wouldn't have had the
same
effect.
It wouldn't have had the same.
No. No. Well, okay, so we'll save into predictions to see where you guys think it's going to go from there.
Yeah.
Next. All right, so another huge character introduction this week. So we get Deacon's dad, Gideon.
Gideon, Deacon.
Thoughts on Gideon?
Yeah. Well, we knew Gideon was coming.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because the only thing we have of Gideon is just those awful flashbacks of this horrible, abusive relationship. So it's actually really unfair because we want to side with Deacon because we love Deacon, obviously, and we want to believe him. But also, we don't really know we don't know Gideon because we haven't had the actual real time with him to know his character. So how can we actually judge him for 8 minutes of screen time? It's hard.
Well, I think in that 8 minutes they gave us a lot of pieces though, which then did allow me to judge him.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, he's a dick too.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. I mean, I was just like, I mean, the second we see him hitting him and we see him with the mom, and there's just not a good moment. And we see that it gets to the fact that it escalated so much that Deacon, as a young kid, pulls a gun. I mean. On his father,
huge,
like so I feel like they did do a good job in a short amount of time, kind of like giving us a good idea of at least the level of badness that was.
Completely agree. I was like, this guy is a jerk. I thought Maddie had no right to go over there. She has no idea what Deacon's been through. It's not like it wasn't like her situation. Her situation, she was being a big brat. Like, come on, your parents were not that bad. And she's comparing it to what Deacon's gone through because she has no idea.
Yeah.
So I thought that was not her place at all. I don't think Deacon should have forgiven him. I don't think he has any part in Deacon's life. He hasn't been there for him through his alcoholism. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been there through Raina's, their wedding, the funeral, nothing. And he had all these years to show up, and he's just decided to come out. I don't like him. I don't think he has any room in this family. Yeah. I want him out, and I think he is an a-hole.
Nice. Yeah. Ba-dum-bum. Boom. Yeah.
I don't think Deacon, that's really great. I don't think Deacon has forgiven him. No, but he's on the first steps to forgiving him. And we can see that. He's actually trying and making an effort. So I'll give that to Deacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm torn because, normally I want to be like, he's so bad, don't forget him, to let him in. But I also know as, you get older and, parents get older, sometimes I feel like, is also for Deacon, would be beneficial of him to be able to let go of some of that anger and the rage and the stuff that he, because clearly it did, like you said, it did, I did become you, you know, so he's still himself processing all that. I don't expect him to when he brings him in, I don't expect him to let him stay there, which he probably is going to do and all that, you know, but I don't think it should go that far, but I think I could see opening the door to at least having some conversations and talking through some things and going from there. But
I agree. I want Deacon to have the closure, so I guess that's a positive in this. But forgive, forget, bye.
Mm-hmm. Or forgive, forget, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but it would be refreshing to see a not to quote unquote healthy male relationship within Deacon's family, mm-hmm. but he's the only male family member that he has. Yeah, everyone true. Else is women.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a completely different dynamic to watch of Deacon's family mm-hmm. life, and I'd be open to see it. It's great drama.
Yeah,
you gotta admit that. But it's another side of Deacon we need to see.
Yeah, I'm glad they brought this in because I think it's a good storyline to address, and it's nice to learn more about Deacon yeah, and his past. So I'm all on board for this, even if I don't necessarily love him.
Agreed.
And it does concern me that even in the office, he already raised his voice like within, you know, mm-hmm. 2 minutes. So it's yeah. like,
oh yeah, and he was like not being. Oh my God, no, I'm a horrible.
Yeah,
I'm still your father. Yeah. Are you joking? Like yeah. what?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think that these triggers are still in there, possibly.
Yeah.
That's a little dangerous.
Yeah. Definitely there, but I will. I'll just be the devil's advocate. It's interesting to see gosh, their names are so similar.
I know, right?
Gideon actually admitting his faults. So mm-hmm. it's like that's the one thing, you know, an alcoholic, Gideon was, is realizing and acknowledging your problems. He had a problem. He acknowledged it. He realized he wasn't the greatest father. So even Gideon's on the first steps of becoming a quote-unquote better dad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm willing to see where it goes.
All right.
That's
all
it.
All right. So we'll ride that one out.
I'll stick around for the ride.
Yeah. Okay. I guess me too. All right. Anything else on this episode you guys wanted to bring up that we didn't touch?
Maddie's boyfriend. I always forget his name. Cole?
Jonah.
Cole was... The last military guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Whoa, way back.
With Will.
Jonah. He was in the episode, so mm-hmm. kind of missed him and that whole thing.
Did you, though? Or did you?
maybe Twig.
I miss Twig more than Twig Jonah. Too. But me also, too. They called Daphne Princess.
Yeah. Oh, that was adorable. That whole opening. Oh, my God. The writers are doing such a great job. That was fantastic.
Super cute.
Yeah, and I did like how they dropped the nugget. It's been a year already.
Yes.
Can you believe that? And
they
just like
her back.
A year from last year. So from last year, it was started off depressing, sad, we lost someone, to a year later where they're laughing, they're happy again. It's like
it's huge.
We've come a long way with that family in just a year.
Yeah,
so I'm glad that they're happy again.
Me too. It is refreshing to have them all getting along and not having the drama within them.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Yeah, agree. All right, how about a little special segment?
Woo-woo!
Yeah.
All right, guys.
We love doing this. We have some more music for you. We each picked one of our favorite new songs or that we're listening to. So, all right, Violet, you're up.
I am currently loving Tyler Rich and his song, Different.
So good. And he's a Cali boy.
Yes! I love it. The Difference, my bad.
The Difference. It's got a great beat.
His voice is so good.
Tired of sleeping on us. I'm over dodging this crush. I'm sick of waiting 10 minutes just to text you back. So you don't get to thinking that I'm too attached to more than benefit friends.
That's such a good vibe.
Yeah.
It's
feel good.
I want you to be my
what is it about this song?
It has a good message. I like it.
There's a difference between miss you and I miss your face. There's a difference in what's going on. And baby, how was your day?
I love it.
Songs like this I love where it's so simple, but so like it's just daily life. Yes. Simple stuff, but it's true. Mm-hmm. There is a
and
difference.
You relate to it so much.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
All right, Marissa, you're up.
All right, so fans know that I am obsessed with Little Big Town. I'm obsessed with everybody. But Little Big Town, like, seriously own every single one of their albums. And their new song, Summer Fever, it actually came out 2 weeks ago. They first premiered it at the CMT Awards. But it's awesome. It's a great song. It's a fun music video. And it's the summertime, too. You just hit it on repeat and, like, just enjoy life because Little Big Town, they're so great at always having, like, one great song from the album. I mean, their whole albums are awesome, but there's always, like, a big song that's, like, so catchy. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely one of the first ones.
This one has a more poppy feel.
Yeah, definitely.
Such a good summer jam.
Yeah. Over and over again. Literally have the song on repeat, just like the lyrics.
All right, good one.
There you go. Little Big Town.
All right, so I have kind of a little bit different one, but it kind of was one that I think that I could hear Scarlett singing. Ooh. And I just randomly found this one night on YouTube, and I was like, I love this. So it's Courtney Marie Adams. It's called Put the Fire Out.
Ooh.
And I like the video, too, because she's just... Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that?
Courtney Marie Andrews.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't even remember my own writing. Andrews.
Gonna see my baby one last night. No.
Ooh, right? Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes, so Scarlett.
I just like the video because she's out traveling, exploring. Sorry that I messed up the name, clearly, because it was a new one to me. I hadn't heard of any of her music before, but then I listened to the song over and over and over, and I just love it.
Her voice reminds me of, like, Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Another great artist you guys should know. Mm-hmm. She was big in the 80s and 90s, but, like, her voice sounds very similar.
Yeah, it just sticks out to me, yeah. All right, guys, we'd love to hear what songs you're listening to, so comment below and tell us what ones we want to... and we'll shout you out next week.
Yeah. I want to check out new music. So
yeah, me too. I love finding new stuff.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess that must mean it's time for some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. Who wants to go?
All right. So we mentioned, we hinted at the predictions that one woman who was working for Dick Brad.
Yes.
I think she's going to actually take a stand.
Kate.
And she's going to actually stick up for Alana. I don't want it to see a huge civil case about it, but she might actually stick up for another woman and air out all of Dick Brad's dirty laundry.
Mm.
It'd be interesting to see.
I like that.
Stick up for Alana, too, and actually speak about, trying to get the tour back. So, I mean, it'd be good woman empowerment.
I do want to mention it. Just a fun fact, the Lumineers, their song was the first one that Maddie and Daphne sang together. I thought that was really cute that they brought them back into the show, Ho-Hey.
Yep. That's so good.
Fun fact.
Come full circle.
Yes, exactly. Full circle. I think the only prediction I have, maybe it's just a hope, maybe not so much a prediction, but I want Julia and Avery to get back together. I think Juliet's really going to make a good argument and a good, this is why, blah, 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 I've changed, blah, 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 I hope.
And do you believe it?
But has she?
Right.
No. But this is why Avery fell in love with her in the first place, so.
That's why I fell off the wagon with those two, though. I can only,
It can only take so much.
I mean, I would have taken her back after, the third time, but now we're, at 5, 6. I just finally am like, no, she's not a good person, and then somebody else deserves more love than her.
Fine. It's like that. Just rip out my heart.
I know. I mean, I did love Julia and Avery when they first started. Yeah. I was all about it. But the way how crazy Juliet is, I was like, you know what, Avery, you're actually better off with someone more sane.
I guess.
Yeah. I feel like it's not the end of Dick Brad. I feel like there's got to be a bad... I have a feeling that Alana might get in a bad situation with him. I don't know. I just feel like it might... Ooh. something. I feel like something might escalate there.
Oh my gosh!
And that, because I feel like he's got to be taken down at some point, you know. Yes. Like, so I'm trying to think of what was going to happen to make that. Because otherwise, he's just going to keep coasting as this like. Yeah, you got one?
I got a light bulb.
All right, what you got?
Oh my God. Okay, so what you said, JJ, and what Marissa, you said about Kate standing up for her, I think it's going to go into the trial for the kid.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
That's how he's going to be taken.
Yep.
Yes, that's another thing. Yeah.
I think you're right.
We still have to get Jake. We didn't get Jesse in this episode.
Oh, yeah, no, Jesse.
Gosh darn it. Yeah, no, where is she? We need her. A
massive woman crush right
love
there.
Love her.
I know, she's awesome. All right, any other predictions?
I think that's it.
Yep. Well.
Yeah, well, it's also, I think Dick Brad's still going to be a dick towards Daphne on live television. Yeah. So also use that against the case. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. Well, I think that is it for us this week. Where can everybody follow you guys at?
You can follow me everywhere at Violet Kanyon and on my website, beautyinsideus.com.
There you go. You can follow me everywhere at Serafini TV.
And you can follow me at JJ Jurgens and at Tom Girl here at AfterBuzz. All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz y'all later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.